Are you interested in the paranormal and the supernatural? My name is Daniel, and I am the host of Chilling True Tales. I've realized that we all share our reality with beings we don't understand, and sometimes it's hard to tell what's real and what isn't. That shadow that's standing in the corner watching you, that voice you hear call your name, that strange light in the sky that disappears when you point it out, are they actually there? I have been interested in the paranormal since I was a child, having had my own fair share of experiences. And other people have shared their first-hand experiences with me over the years as well, maybe looking for answers. I started SOS Paranormal to record, investigate, and share this area of interest so that all of you can experience this too. So please join me at Chilling True Tales for real experiences from real people. Now, are you ready?
Welcome to Cosmic Channels. I'm your host, Brayden. This is your call-in show. I just host it. We're taking all your calls, all your spooky calls, all your scary calls, your UFO experiences. Have you seen a ghost? Have you played with Ouija? Have you roamed with the spirits? And you got a true story to tell? You can call 1-833-703-0424 every Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your story. And listen, if that doesn't work, there's other ways too. Shoot me a message. If you can't make that time, you got a really good story you want to tell, and maybe I can set up a time to interview you and get your story told. Shoot me an email at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Or you don't want to call in, you got a story, you can write it in to me at that same email address, cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com, and I'll read it on the air or get someone to read it on the air. This week's sponsors, who, you know, we can't do the show without. This literally keeps the lights on, because everything we raise with Cosmic Channels, I put right back into the show. So thank you so much to this week's sponsors. Longtime donator, first time call out, John Jacoby. You know, we call him the cut man, because there's no one that's cut from the show more than John Jacoby. Stuart, Mr. Tenko, send in some great British pounds. I think that's like $1,500. I don't know how the conversion works. Thank you so much. And always supporting the show, Ulyssa, who I've been pronouncing Julissa. Now I figured it out. It's Ulyssa. So thank you so much, Ulyssa, for supporting the show. And if you want to support the show, tons of ways to do it. There's free ways. There's monetary ways. You can head to streamlabs.com/tip/cosmic channels. Leave a tip there. Get your name on the leaderboard. Or you want, you know, you're like, hey, I would like a free way to do it. Go to our Instagram. Go to our TikTok. Go to our YouTube. Watch some posts. Like some posts. Share some posts. That's the easiest way to do it. But listen, enough of this, because we already have a call in the line. We got Justin from Boise, Idaho. Justin from Boise, Idaho, how's it going tonight?
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, dude, you're the first call of the night, man. It's honestly the most important call, because like without that first call, I always like to have it dialed in usually before I start the show, or else I'm just sitting here being like, I hope someone calls me tonight. I hope I get enough calls to put together a show. So I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your story. I know, it some people are nervous. So I'm glad you did. What do you got for us tonight?
So I've got a UFO experience.
Yes.
And it was something that, it would happen in 2013, but it was something that was so monumental that it really kind of changed the direction of my life for the better. Do you want me to just go right into it?
Of course. Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. So I live in Boise. It's the largest city in Idaho, the capital. And it was on Christmas Eve. And we'd had a long day, you know, seeing all the different families. We're the ones who have to drive everywhere. So driving back after a long day, and I'm driving, and I see this light in through the trees, and it's this bright red light. No flashing, no airline, aircraft, you know, nothing stood out to me that said this is a helicopter, a drone, an airplane. So I asked my wife, I'm like, hey, do you see that, right? And she said, yeah, I see it. And I'm watching it and it looks static. It's not moving. So I pull over and I get out of the car and I can kind of stand by the side of the road and I can see it through the branches, and it's not moving. I'm using the branches as a frame of reference, kind of tracking movement, and it's not moving at all. I'm like, holy shit, like this is something special. So I get in the car, haul ass home, and this may sound really funny, but I have a camcorder sitting on the charger for situations exactly like this.
I love like, that. So I love just, that.
So I can just walk in the door. So I literally, just as I, you know, planned a million times in my head, I run in the door, grab it out of the closet, run outside, hold it up, and I hit record. And I shit you not, this light is kind of over the foothills, over a city park, and it's just this bright red light. And as soon as I hit record, it, like a strobing ball of light drops, and it's just blinking, and it just keeps going down, and then it stops. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm getting this on tape. Oh my God. And so I sit there just completely stunned. I'm absolutely speechless. And then the light starts to flash faster. And then before I know it, it shoots straight at the ground faster than a bullet. Like it literally shoots almost the speed of light straight towards the ground. And then I pan back up to the light and it just kind of like flickers out. And that was the last time I saw it.
So you're saying it dropped, like it dropped when it dropped there, did it drop like a second light dropped out of it?
Yes. So the initial light was red. It dropped a flashing white light and it kept dropping, and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, whatever. And then it stopped, and then it flashed faster, not like a strobe light, but just kind of like a blinker indicator light, just like flashing faster. And then it started flashing faster. And then when it reached the apex of its tempo, it shot straight down to the ground.
Oh, that is so
weird. And didn't make any noise. And then I kind of panned back up to the light, and then the light just kind of flickered a little bit and then faded completely to nothing. And to this day, my biggest regret about this experience was how shaky the video was with my camcorder, because if I had my phone in my hand, you know, you can hold it relatively still, but I think because I was zoomed in a little bit on it, it's shaky. I wish that I knew somebody that was able to kind of do some image stabilization, because I think it would be
a little bit
more palatable.
I know a guy.
Well, I'll send you the link. And you can check it out. The funny thing about it is,
send it to me because I can stabilize it. No problem. That's easy.
Okay, I would love to see it stabilized, because that is my biggest regret with capturing that once in a lifetime moment, was that it's just a little shaky. And I show it to people, and it's just like, yeah, it's a light, and yeah, it drops something. I'm like, yeah, but you don't understand. Like, it shot towards the ground. Like, if you slow the video down, it literally, it's like a bullet. Like, nothing we have, our technology does not go that advanced to be able to reach speeds like that.
And why? And not liquefy the occupants of whatever vehicle is taking off at that speed. The other thing 100%. is like, it's just like, the fact that you even have it for context, of like your story be like, I had the wherewithal to film, because like I, to be honest, I think even if I had my phone and I was witnessing that and had the wherewithal to pull up my phone and film, it would probably be, I would probably be all shaky too, because it's like, you know, it's, you're probably heart's racing. You're so excited at what you're seeing, you know, so I can forgive that, but I definitely want you to send me that video, please. So
for
I can
sure,
share
yeah,
with everyone.
And there was other people in Boise that actually filmed it from downtown. So there are all these other corroborating videos of the same event, and it was a very magical thing to have witnessed. And when I say it kind of changed the direction of my life or how I approach ufology. I am never not looking up. It has broken me as a human, because now I'm like, I want more. Now I'm constantly looking up. Now it's just like this thing now where I'm just outside right now looking, you know, it definitely has a way of reprogramming what you pay attention to.
Do you remember what month it was?
It was Christmas Eve, 2013.
Christmas Eve, okay. So it could have been Santa's, what we're seeing.
Well, and it's funny because I emailed Micah Hanks early, and he watched it, and he's like, you know, it kind of coordinates with a Chinese New Year, and maybe it was a lantern. And I'm like,
he hit you up with the old fucking China lantern? Unbelievable.
I know, and I'm like, dude, don't disclaim my story here. It dropped a light that shot to the ground like a bullet. Like, Chinese lanterns don't do that.
Well, and for him to just chalk it up to the Chinese New Year, I'm pretty sure the Chinese New Year's in like fucking February. Like,
yeah, but I mean, it was just like, oh man, I had really high hopes that you're like, oh wow, really interesting. Yeah, let's look into it, or you know, anything. But he's just like, yeah, well, probably lantern.
Yeah, January 29th, 2025. But the thing with the lanterns is like, I mean, part of me, to be honest, to be very fair to these people, and he's not the first person that tries to chalk things up to China lanterns, it makes me question if they've ever seen a Chinese lantern get set off, because I'm like, they're pretty recognizable. Like, if you know, I lived in Southeast Asia, and there was festivals where, you know, they get sent off in the sky, and it's like, even when there's one, like, they're quite recognizable. I don't think anyone's been like, holy, look at that thing move, baby. Like, you're like, sometimes you can tell they're moving because they're getting carried by the wind or whatever. But
yeah, like, and this thing was completely static. Like, it wasn't moving. And I use the trees as a frame of reference. Like, if it was a lantern, it's gonna raise, it's gonna lower, it's gonna move with the wind. It's not gonna be a static point of light in the sky.
Yeah, and the weird.
So when he said that, I was like, dude, you're not really doing God's work here.
Yeah,
like,
or just like
community.
Yeah,
so.
Just check into it a little bit more, I think. But the thing, what I'm curious about is that. This thing that drops, you say it drops at a normal rate of speed, like free fall, maybe? Like, I know.
No, it was absolutely controlled.
Absolutely controlled descent, and then it stops.
Like it came down slowly, and then it stopped.
And then it has like a ticking pattern as if it's charging up or scanning or something.
Yeah, and then as it like builds to a crescendo, when it reached the apex of tempo,
it
shot down
towards Earth. What in the hell do you think that is? Like, in my head, I'm like, is that some sort of scan or probe, right? That going to into Earth or something?
I mean, there's nothing else it really could be. You know, I have no idea, but it's just like the level of weirdness.
Is there a body of water in the direction?
It's so foreign to us. No, it's just completely in the foothill.
Right? Weird.
And there's been people that have seen it and they go out. So I've gone out multiple Christmas Eves after that, hoping to witness it again, hoping that, you know, hey, maybe it'll show back up and I'll go out with my camcorder and, you know, try and see it. But I haven't seen anything. But there's a bunch of videos on YouTube about, you know, Boise UFO and Christmas Eve and Christmas. And so I am
go look. I'm going to do some research, but I'm also going to wait for your email here that you're going to send me, because I definitely want to look at it. Stay logged. I'll slow it right down for you, and we can have a look.
Absolutely.
At it.
No, I would love to hear your feedback. And
dude, I'm not going to say I look at more UFO videos than anyone. I would be surprised.
That sounds like a challenge.
I would be surprised. I would be surprised at if there's people who watch more UFO videos on a daily basis than I do. I've almost gone through every single MUFON report that has a video attached, probably from the last 5 years. I've been through.
I contacted MUFON.
Did you? And, awesome.
Did
they send out a field investigator? Nothing.
Well, no, I talked to the field investigator, and he was based out of Texas. And it was funny because after I told him the entire story, he tried to recruit me. He was like, "Hey, man, like, you have a really detailed story. Like, you, you know, what do you do for work? Do you want to come on? We'd love to have you." But then when he told me it doesn't really pay anything,
yeah, it's like, it's for free, and you have to pay for the course.
That's kind of a tough one.
Because I try to be one, and they're like, "You got to pay for the course." I'm like, "Pay for the course? I fucking know more about UFOs and aliens. I'm a subject matter expert. What are you talking about? I got to do a course. I know what the difference of Starlink exactly is. Don't insult my intelligence. I know what a China lantern is when I see it. I can tell swamp gas from Venus and Gatorade. Easy. So don't bring that to me. But that's a fascinating story. And they probably wanted to recruit you because it's really important to have these field investigators for them. I mean, it is a nonprofit, so yeah, it's free, but it's nice to have these field investigators in these areas so they can go in and talk to people in the local areas, because a lot of times when you talk to someone in person, you're like, "Well, that guy looks like he's smoking meth, so maybe I won't." You know, how much weight are we going to put behind this one? So it is an important thing for the UFO community, but I wish there was a better way for them to collect the data and get out and talk to people, like, especially with, you know, MS Teams and Zooms and stuff like that. Like, I think they need to update. But Justin, thank you so much for calling in and sharing Absolutely. That UFO story. Please hit me up at cosmicchannelspodcast@gmail.com. Shoot me that email. Maybe you and I can have a little back and forth. I'll edit that. We'll look at it together. And maybe we can have you back on to show the video to someone in the coming weeks.
Man, I would love that. Yes. Thank you so much for all the work you guys do. Pickle Baby was one of the funniest skits I've ever heard on a podcast.
It's not a skit, brother.
We had the moment that I heard that. You guys are absolute rock stars. I appreciate all you do, and I'll be in touch.
Thank you so much, Justin. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye. I love that. I love getting UFO calls, especially ones as detailed as Justin's. He did everything right, reported it to MUFON. He even had a camcorder. The wherewithal to have a camcorder on standby to get it. So hopefully we can get that video, get it stabilized, and then show everyone, and we'll have Justin back to walk us through it kind of frame by frame, and we can all take a look at it together. I think that'd be fun for the show. But the lines are now open, 1-833-703-0424. You got a story, you got a paranormal event, you seen a ghost, 1-833-703-0424. There was someone on hold, and I see they disconnected. So call back. Listen, this show is 100% crowdfunded, sourced by the fans. So every dime we raise, I put right back into the show. So currently we have a bunch of ads kicking off tomorrow. Our big audio ad kicks off April 4th. So hopefully we're seeing big boosts in Cosmic Channel listeners, which will equate to more Cosmic Channel stories. But right now, we need to help our UK listeners, because we've had a couple of callers from the UK, and we had our friend, good friend of the show, Stokey J, call in a couple weeks ago, and Stokey J let me know that he was dinged for $82, and we can't have that here on Cosmic Channel, so we're raising money. to get a UK extension so they can call toll free as well. But we got a call on the line. Let's go right to the call. Cosmic Channels, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brother, hey, it's Joe calling from Dallas.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? I think I accidentally pocket dialed you with the Cosmic Channel line earlier.
Yeah, you did. I was actually talking to my wife on the other line. I didn't know what the hell was like. What is it?
Yeah, sorry about that. What it was I saw your voicemail. Are we on speaker here, Joe?
Yeah, I'm at work right now, so I have to be on Bluetooth.
Oh, is it? Okay, it's just a little loud, but you got a story for us tonight?
Yeah, I had my wife and I, there's a whole lot of paranormal shit you said. I live in Dallas now. I was in the Army, got out 2011. When I got out, we moved to Florida and lived with my great-grandmother for a little while until I got everything settled in. And my family all grew up in Florida, and there was a house that had burned down across the street from my great-grandmother I lived with. And my wife and I, we'd always be interested in the stuff, you know, trying to do the EVP things and stuff like that. And anyway, really hadn't been talking about this kind of shit for a while. We're just sitting out back on the porch, on the carport, having a cigarette and drinking some beers on the weekend. And everybody had gone to bed. It's kind of late at night. And the back door going into the kitchen had the glass pane at the top of the door. And I looked over, and it looks like there's a shoulder and a head, just black mass, shoulder and head over the top of the door window. And I didn't say anything. I was like, am I fucking seeing this for real? Like, it's plain as day. Like, there's not the corner of my eye, none of that shit. It's just right there, just like looking back at me. And it ducked down real quick, and then it popped back up again, and then I felt my wife jump. And I real quiet, I was like, hey, did you fucking see that? And she's like, yeah. I was like, what did you see? She's like, there's a fucking head poking over the door right there. I was like, what the fuck? And about the time we both noticed it, like, ducked down and cut it up. It cut over to the right and just disappeared. And we're like, what the fuck? And, we had been trying to catch, we've done EVP stuff over there. And I mean, like, this is years back. My wife's got it on her old laptop where we had a Sony recorder. And we caught EVPs there. I left you guys another voicemail and told you about those. One of the times my oldest daughter, she's 19 right now. I think she was like 9 at the time, and we were trying to talk to the spirits that we thought were in there from the fire and stuff. And she didn't really, you know, she's 9. She don't really know what's going on. And we're trying to talk, and she farted. And you literally hear like a dude's voice. It's like this dumb dude's laugh. We're like, are you fucking kidding me right now? We played it back and heard her fart and heard a fucking dude laugh. Like, what the fuck?
Like a ghost laugh, like a ghost appreciating the old.
Oh yeah, yeah. Who doesn't laugh at a fucking fart? You know, yeah. It's fairly ghosts don't either. Oh man, we literally on the EBT we heard the fucking dude. He laughed at sparks from the other side.
So, just back to this black mass that you saw. So this is you believe that this has something to do with that burned property?
I don't know what else it would be, honestly. I mean, and this was like, I lived there, or I didn't live there personally. This was my great-grandmother we were living with, and my grandmother lived across the street from her on the property where the house burnt down. They built on top of that property.
Now,
they built a new house on top of that property.
But this black mass, you saw it on your property, like so it had ventured over.
Yeah, it was basically the same. It's the same area right there. The whole same. It's real close, like right across the same little one lane street.
Okay.
Like within 100 yards of each other, real close.
And it was it was just peeking at you, and then kind of took off.
Yeah, it was like watching what we were doing. Just hey, what are these guys doing?
No discernible features, just a black mass.
It was a silhouette of the head and shoulders, clear as day.
And. So just so I'm getting the picture, could there have been more of a body, or like you just it was it like floating, or was it there like something in the way?
The way it moved and the way it looked like that looked like there was it moved like a body. There could have been more of a body under the part of the window I couldn't see.
Okay, but now so did you
it moved like a human shadow from a head and shoulders. And it moved, even when it moved away, it moved really quickly, but it moved in a way like a human would move, like he skirt off to one direction.
Did you go peek around the house, see if you could see anyone running off or anything?
Oh, yeah. We've never been scared of these kind of things. There's nothing ever been, you know, malicious or anything.
Yeah.
So that like, once we both verified, like, I wanted to ask her what she saw before I told her what I did so I'd make sure it was the same thing.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, that's what she was like. Yeah, she's like, that was a fucking head and shoulders. Like, there was a something was peeking over that bitch.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, a little peep, someone in the chat saying peeping Tom ghost.
Yeah, so yeah, he's just watching us out there having a beer, smoking a cigarette.
Well, it sounds like from, like, you know, maybe if this is the same apparition that you got laughing at the fart, like maybe it's just like, hey, I like these people look like they have a good time. I used to like to have a good time.
I mean, that's what it felt like to me. Yes.
Like no malicious feeling at all. It
was just everything felt comfortable. Like we moved once I finally got settled in. We moved about this was in the west side of Jacksonville, Florida. And we moved out to close to Alusty, where the Civil War battlefield was, and we had a lot of activity at other. There's, I can call again, you know, other times, you know, tell you about that.
No, we can get into it now. What was it? Like, what is that like? Because I mean, that's got a pretty rich history. So you were getting lots of activity there.
The Alusty battlefield out there. I had I actually had something going on to me where I had neck problems for a long time.
Wow.
And, we used to get the problems that I was getting. I finally, like, I went and saw a medium, and apparently somebody had been lynched or hung on the property, and it latched that onto me in my neck and shoulder. I didn't know why, just all of a sudden I was having neck and shoulder pain, and it lasted for like 3 or 4 months. And we had been seeing weird things around the house. And even then, it wasn't malicious, but it was like something residual in the air or something that was just like it stuck to me. And like the medium I went to said that you might be sensitive too because you feel it. And maybe I had physical pain from it.
Weird. Like, I wonder if it was just latched onto you or if it was like, if it was actually messing with you physically. Did you ever try to get cleansed or, you know, see anyone about getting rid of this thing?
No, I went to the medium. There was actually a medium that was on television in the area we were from in Florida at the time. And what was crazy, when I went to the medium, I actually felt the presence come into the room before she did. And she saw me. It came in from like the top left corner of the room, and I looked up real fast, and it's like a rush of air, and I looked up there real fast. She's like, you just felt that too, didn't you? I was like, yeah, it's here now.
Ooh, I don't
like
that.
Yeah. She's like, you're sensitive to these things, and that's why they're screwing.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Is does like have you always been sensitive your whole life?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen like when my great grandfather, my great grandmother, I lived with the first boy I was telling you about, in where we saw the shadow. He passed away when I was 5, and I was 5 years old. I didn't know any better, and it was about 3 or 4 days. My grandmother, his daughter, she just passed away this last year, God rest her soul. But she had told me, she didn't believe me at the time, but she went back and told me a story I told her about. I saw Granddaddy at the refrigerator in Grandma's little house, my great-grandmother. And this was like 3 days after he passed away. And he was a big dude like me, so he's always in the kitchen. I came out as a little kid, and, you know, Granddaddy's at the fridge. It wasn't nothing weird to me, because that's usually where he hung out, you know, when I see him at night. I told him after the fact, she brought it to me, because apparently, however many years it was, I was 5, so, I mean, hell, at least 30 years later, she finally brought up. She's like, yeah, she's like, it was my grandmother, and it was my great-grandfather, so her dad. He was like, yeah, I just seen Daddy at the refrigerator a few nights ago, so I believe so she saw it too. And he was doing the same thing. He was in her refrigerator raising her shit. So
part of me wonders, I've always kind of wondered with people that, you know, are sensitive to these things and have these kind of continual experience. I wonder if it's just, you know, whatever these things are, whether spirits or, you know, they're lingering energy or whatever. It's like they're grasping on because they know you're aware. So it's like they, you know, whether it be from fear, like maybe this one from the Civil War house was like, it was scared, right? So it latches on to you because it can recognize that you recognize it.
I feel like they have an ear. Like they know you have an ear that someone can finally listen to, is what it feels like.
You got the shine, my friend. You got the shine. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. It's just the feeling I get. Like, I've never been afraid of any of it. I've had, my wife and I, when we were at the place in Alusty on the Civil War grounds, she woke me up one night, and she called me out into the living room, and it was like, I don't know if anybody else has ever been sensitive to this kind of thing, but it was like an electrical storm in the house. Like, all my hair was standing up, and like everything had like a sparkle. It was weird as shit, dude. Everything was sparkly, and my skin was tingling. It was like an electricity in the room, and it was just this... the happiness was incredible.
Oh, that's so yeah. No, it's so weird. So interesting.
I mean, it was like too much to bear. Like your eyes teared up, your skin got goosebumps everywhere. It felt like, and the best way I can describe it is like static electricity over the whole room, and just this happiness feeling. It was crazy.
Oh, that's so odd. I don't. I wonder if more people have had that experience. I haven't had too many like similar calls to that, so I'm curious. That I'm hoping that this will, someone will hear this and want to call in and share their similar
experience. That was a first and only for me. I've been experiencing stuff like that again since I was like 5 years old, and then that one I almost forgot. Yeah, about that. Literally like electricity in the room. Even on like a place of sadness like that, there was something in the room. I don't know if it was it was shortly after my great grandmother that I lived with. She had just passed away when this happened, so I don't know if it was her. She was 94 already, so I mean, she had a damn good run, bro.
Oh, that's a Hall of Fame run. 94, yeah. That's Hall of Fame, man.
Bro, I used to go in her house and like I'd be mowing her grass and stuff, and I would come inside at 94 years old. Her ass is up on top of a chair, dusting the top of her china cabinet. Yeah. Like, bro, hey, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
But you fall, it's done. You, hey, no. Sure enough, what got her, she tripped over a damn rug in front of her chair. Oh. She got a broken leg and got infected. 94, and that's what got her.
Hey, you know what, though? That's a good run. That's all. You can't be upset with that.
94? Shit. Come on now. Yeah, that's a good run.
Yeah. Hey man, thank you so much for calling in. I hope your call inspires others to call in and share their stories.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Good talking to you.
All right, nice talking to you too, and feel free to call back anytime.
Yeah, will do. Have a good night, bro.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Oh, listen, I've UFOs, right to ghosts. Those are some good ghost stories. I mean, it's always weird when you meet people that are really sensitive to these things. Now, are you one of those people? Are you listening to this and go, you know, I've always been sensitive to these things my whole life. I've had tons of experiences. Call in, share your story. You're among friends here at Cosmic Channels. So you can call every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us on Twitch, YouTube, Instagram Live, Facebook. Listen, the only place we're not right now is Twitter. That's it. Everywhere else you can find us, Cosmic Channels. It's quite easy. Go check us out. Give us a like. Give us a follow if you like the show. It's an easy way to support. But even more than that, you know what we need? Some 5-star reviews. You listen to this podcast on Spotify. You listen on Apple, iTunes, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Hit us up with that 5-star rating. It really helps the show. The other thing is... this show, I tweak absolutely 100%. I cater to the audience. So if there's something that's bugging you that you're like, man, I love this show, but if as long as the butt's not the host, Braden, that's not changing anytime soon. But if the butt's something like we had last week, where someone who I will remain anonymous asked me, hey, can you just punch down the background music ever so slightly? I think it'll give it a nicer feel.
And that's just what we did this episode. We'll give it a try out. So if you like the music a little pressed down, you like it a little back up, shoot me a message. CosmicChannelsPodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're on our Alien Theorist Discord, shoot me a message there. I take all feedback to the show and I put it into the show. We're all about trying new things. And if you got an idea for the show, pitch it to me. I'll try it out. Now, this next story, which is going to be the last call of the night, is actually from my hometown. And how I heard about this story is there was a little bit of a viral video going around town that shows a baby in a crib being pulled by a ghost. So I reached out to this person through mutual friends so I could get their story on Cosmic Channels. So without further ado, we have Paige on the line. Paige, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now, I can start off giving a little background about how I heard about your story. Obviously, we both live in the same town.
Do you live in Campbell River?
Yeah. So how I heard about this is at a family dinner, the video you had sent had got sent around, obviously went, far and wide in the town, I guess. So it happened that my mother-in-law had gotten a hold of the video and she was like, oh, really? Did you see this? You know, she kind of knows I'm a lover of all things weird and strange and paranormal. She goes, did you see this video of this girl in town? And it's like, you know, it's a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. This is their story. And so showed me the video and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I'd love to reach out and talk to them about this. And, through a little bit of digging, I was like, okay, wait, as soon as I found out your name, then I was like, wait, I think Jamie was like, well, we have mutual friends. We're at a wedding together. Yeah. I was like, okay, perfect. I can reach out. I don't feel so awkward, but it's kind of funny how those things, just kind of spread like that.
And I'm like, I briefly remember meeting you.
It was such a busy day. Yeah. It was such a busy day.
Rebecca's wedding.
Yes. And, I was emceeing, you were doing makeup and other things. So everyone was kind of, it was a busy day. So,
I remember that.
Now, why don't you just go through your account? What happened? How did this start? How did you notice it?
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you kind of background about like my beliefs. Like I'm very like in tune with energies and like very sensitive to a lot of things. So all my life I've been really aware of things and had some sort of things happen to me. And then I feel like ever since I had my son, I wasn't particularly thinking about anything. So I am that likes to change her house around and stuff. So I'm constantly on Marketplace. I'm constantly trying to figure out new decor to put in his room. I just like decorating. And so I came across this crib on Marketplace for $50. It was originally over $1,000 with this insanely nice mattress. And then I messaged her and she was like, yeah, like you can come get it. It's at the front door or whatever. And then what happened with like the pickup of this crib got delayed. And now thinking back, it was definitely a sign not to get this crib. But my son got really sick in the hospital. And then like all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'll come get this crib. Like I'm finally free. I'll come get it. She threw in a bunch of like the mattress, pillows, sheet, a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, how the heck is this $50? Like, this is insane.
Yeah, like it's one of those deals you're just like, I gotta steal on this thing.
Like, literally, this is insane. Like, I can't not get it. I literally was like, I can't not get it. My boyfriend's gonna hate me, but I can't not get it. so then I pick it up, I put it together, I'm so pumped. Within a couple days, and now this is like kind of like after the fact of talking to my, like, because I ended up talking to counselors and stuff and energy people about it, my dogs got sick. All three of my dogs started shitting in the house and throwing up all over the house for no reason.
Like right after you pick this thing up and bring it in?
Like right after I pick this up. They got extremely sick. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, this is insane. Like, this is usually it's one time and then they're fine. Like, our dogs are hounds. They are like, they could eat rotten food and be fine. Like, they do not get sick. So it's usually like a one-time thing. All of them were puking, and it was multiple days in a row to the point where we took them to a vet, literally nothing wrong with them. And I'm like, what the heck? And then all of a sudden, like, it was like 2 days after that, kids sleep through the night. Sometimes they don't, whatever. I have a baby monitor that I can like look on my phone. So when I put him down, and then if he wakes up in the night, so like say, I think it was like around 10 or 11 at night, like it was an early, he started to cry a little bit, and I just logged on into my phone and I was watching him. Like, and I usually watch him before I go in, because like maybe he's like sleep crying or whatever.
I'm a new parent too. It's like, unless he's standing, it's like, you leave him alone, let him be.
You do not intervene that. So I like, I'm watching him, and I'm watching. So the video that I posted and the video that went around, I was watching that real time. Oof. And my heart like sank watching it. And I'm like literally full of goosebumps right now, even talking about it, because I was like, no. Like, this is not, like, this is crazy. And so and then all of a sudden after that video, cause it like, I stopped it. But like right after the video ended, he just rolled over and fell asleep, and he was asleep. So then me thinking, oh my God, like, is this me? Like, did I see something weird? Like, okay, I'm going to rewind it and watch it again.
Yeah. And just break down what you saw. Like what did you see when you were watching this?
So, the crib camera is like bird's eye view. So I'm looking like down on him. And so he's kind of face down at the beginning, and he goes to sit up, and when he's sitting up, his arm looks like it got pulled three times right in front of him, and it's resisting. So his arm is kind of like jolting to go forward. He's resisting that, which is not a muscle twitch. There's no, like, every single person that told me there was a muscle twitch, I'm like, there's no way, muscles don't twitch like that. I know that. So then he kind of cries, and he's like, and he swats in front of him twice. So his arm gets pulled three times, and then he swats away. And then his arm gets pulled directly behind him in between the crib. Forcefully, his arm is like bent, so his elbow is like going out of the crib. And it's right behind him, like awkwardly behind him.
That's definitely the spot of the video where I saw, where I was just, I was like, well, that's, I was like, that's a little, I was right? Like, you know, you get the little hairs on the back of your neck, and you're like, ooh, yeah. I don't like that. I like, before, you know, like, before maybe you could chalk it up for other things. But then when you see that too, you're like, I was like, ooh, I did not like that.
The spine, like, and it wasn't like directly behind him. It was like kind of twisted. Like like you twist it and then go back, and it's like he's looking back at it, and then all of a sudden his legs kind of get like it almost looks like, and that's what I thought, he gets pulled to the side of the crib, and then he cries, rolls over, and falls asleep again. And like, I fixated on this thing like multiple times. I would watch, and I'm like, oh, and I'm home alone, my partner's away, I'm completely freaked out, because I'm like, do I go into his room? Like, he's now sleeping. Do I wake my baby up?
Yeah. I mean, you're in a tough position there, because you're like, is there something in there?
I'm like, okay, is there something in there? And like, what if I'm just waking him up, and then he's gonna be up all night? Like, because that happens sometimes. Like, sometimes he's up all night, I don't want to wake him up. So yeah, like, don't wake up a sleeping baby. And I'm like, oh my freaking gosh, like, what am I doing? And like, looking back, I wish I would have gone in. But I mean, I didn't.
And well, how much sleep did you get after that? Were you just constantly fixated on the camera after that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I try not to look at the camera unless I have to, because it just, like, you're going to see something that you don't want to see, especially when we had that crib. Fast forward, we don't have it anymore, obviously, but I was like, I'm going to see more things. I'm going to be completely freaked out. I'm like in school full time. I can't deal with this right now. Like, I can't scare myself anymore. And this is like survival instinct. I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, where, like, am I going to stay at my mom's house? Like, what am I going to do? So, like, right after I watched that and I watched it a couple times, I called one of my friends. And I said, hey, girl, look at this. Like, what the actual F is this? And so I let her watch it. And I didn't tell her what I think. I'm like, hey, just watch this video. Like, what do you think? And she's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, that's freaky. And it's like, I think that maybe you would know, but sometimes you can't talk about this with people. Because people just think you're freaking insane.
Oh, it's 100%. There's like, you know, there's a big portion of people where you say this stuff. And it's so funny because, you know, I do this show and get calls all the time. And since I've done it, people in my life that are huge, like, no, it's stupid. This is stupid. I don't believe it. Will then be like, I have ever told you this weird story that happened to me, and I'm like, oh, now we got stories, do we? Right, and it's
right.
I sometimes feel like it's easier just to for just your own sanity of like being at night and stuff to be like, this stuff doesn't exist, and that's all it is. This is make believe. It's right. Stuff kids are scared of. I'm not scared of it, and it doesn't exist. And that's the easiest way to kind of go about living your life. Than to be like, you know, give some conscious thought to this kind of stuff. And I've also thought, you know, many times, especially with like, you know, I've done countless research on like poltergeist activity and stuff like that, where I sometimes think that the more conscious thought you give these things, the more power, they kind of escalate their behavior. So, you know, I can definitely see in your position where you're like, fuck, like, holy, like, you know.
Yeah, like, do I make it seem like I'm scared? Yeah. Like, do I want it to know that I'm scared and that we're alone? Because I'm like, I don't know what this is. I have no idea. And so I think I ended up posting that. Oh, I called my my boyfriend, and he didn't believe me, obviously. But I think that, like, deep down, he didn't want to scare me more. He was just trying to, like, you know, protect me in a way. Because he's away in camp, so he can't do anything anyways. He didn't want to scare me anymore, which is great. But it made me feel even more crazy. So I'm like, you know what? I'm putting this on Facebook X group, which is a girls group on Facebook. There's, like, 100,000 people on there. And I post the video, and it overnight completely blew up. And like, that's probably why lots of people have seen it. Like, multiple people came up to me in the town, my family, talking about it because they've seen it on Facebook. So that's probably like, because I was like, I need there to be a safe space for me to talk about this, because I can't just talk to my mom friends, my friends that have moms. Like, I need other people's opinions that are a little bit more open, and this group is great for that.
Yeah, it's twofold, because you want to weigh in on people if it's real, and then, you know, maybe there's some people be like, and this is what you do. Like, this is your next step.
Exactly.
Sage the house.
Right? Yeah, and I was looking for like guidance. And so I ended up getting in contact with a friend of a friend, you know, it always happens like that. And she does, I don't even know what to call it, but like, I want to say like psychic work and a little bit of like tuning in. I'm not sure what it's called, but she like tuned into my house. I told her like my son's name, our address, et cetera. And she was like, this thing is not good. And she like kind of cleared my house. So, and what else did she do? Yeah, and I bought like a bunch of stuff from Standing Spruce Farm downtown on Chopper's Row. And I was like, I'm gonna diffuse essential oils that are protecting. I'm gonna burn some sage. I have cedar. I'm smudging the house. Like I need to do everything. And at this point, the crib was still there because I.
Well, it's just too good of a deal.
I didn't think it was. Yeah, I didn't really know at this point what it was and what it was attached to, whether it was attaching to my son or not. And it was trying to attach to my son, which I found out. She's like, it was trying to. It was an older man, really, really gross, feeling really yucky, bad intentions, because lots of the time, she explained to me, and you can back on this, like lots of times, like positive energies don't physically harm or physically move you. Like he was physically moved. Like this baby, my kid is like 28 pounds. Like it's not easy to move him.
It's not insignificant.
So like significant, exactly. And so I literally the moment, because that was the next day, she came and it was right before, because she was messaging me and obviously like I go to school, so it was like, and I pick my kid up for daycare, so it was like kind of a gong show after school, and I'm like, oh my god, I need this, like this is my house feels disgusting to me, my skin is crawling all over me, like I don't feel good. The minute that you walk into his room, ice cold, like ice cold. My fireplaces, both of them, I have one upstairs and one downstairs. They have like, I can set the temperature, but like it's an on and off button and I always just keep them on. Both of them turned off. It's a manual switch. Like I did not turn them off and there's no one in my house.
So like you're becoming very aware that something's
yeah.
going on in your house and this is all new.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so I was getting ready to take him out because she was like, just get out of the house and I'll come deal with it. And I'm like, okay. So I like go to get him out of the house and he was in my room, which is across from his room, watching TV, and that door closes and puts a barrier in between me and him. And which is the weirdest thing, because I know that like crosswind and stuff, so I had windows open and I know crosswind, so that door closed, no other doors closed, and I left the windows as it is and I came back like 4 hours later and none of the doors are closed. Like the slightest chance that all of a sudden this door closed, but like 4 hours go by and the doors don't close. Usually would happen like all the time or whatever. So the door closed, put a block between me and Bowen, and I got this rush through my whole body of like not, like I was so nauseous I almost threw up. And so I just picked him up and I left. I think I was in slippers and I just left the house and I was like, I'm going to someone else's house for a little bit and then I'm going to come back later. And yeah, and then I thought, you know, and then she cleared it and she's like, yeah, it's all good, whatever, which I thought it was gonna be good. And I come back and it was good for 2 days. It was great. It was very clear. It was warm. I like walked in, it was in charge. And I was like, this is my house. Like, that's all like what she told me to do. And I thought it was great. Fast forward, another day goes by and shit like starts happening again. So he's waking up throughout the night. It's just really yucky. I'm feeling sick. He's feeling sick. You go into his room and it's like, I know that something is off. And then at that point in time, Jordan came home, my boyfriend and his dad, like my kid's dad, came home and now all of a sudden he's fixated on the baby monitor. So he is up 24/7 all night watching this thing.
Well, which then bothers you because you're like, what do you mean? You said it was fine.
Yeah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. All of a sudden now you're home and you are scared? Yeah.
I was home alone.
I was alone. I was terrified. And you said I was fine. And so I was like, I hate you. I'm going to go sleep. You deal with this thing. Like, I'm tired. I've been up all night for the last, like, 5 days. So, and then I wake up the next morning. He's like, I know that he did not sleep. He literally was like, Paige, we really have to, like, he was completely freaked out. You know, like, as he should.
Yeah. As he should. I think it's very reasonable to be freaked out of that.
Yeah. And so, and it's funny, looking back, because men don't get scared, okay? Lots of the time, they don't, you know, they don't show it. And he was so freaked out that I'm like, it made me even more freaked out than I already was. And I'm like, hey, we'll deal with this right now. And I finally messaged my counselor, and she, like, specializes in cranial sacral therapy, body work, energy healing, like, a ton of stuff, like insane background. And I've been working with her for the last 8 years of my life. And she does stuff like this, but I never ever think to call her. I don't know why. Now I am going to call her, and every little hiccup that comes by, I'm calling her. So I text her and I'm like, hey, this is what's happening. I need your help. Like, I need you to check in on the space. And I was at school, and she texts me back, and she says, let me pull up. I should pull up the message, but she says, I think you need to get rid of that crib. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to clear it. It won't let me clear it. There is a force field energy attached to the crib that is attracting like-minded ghosts.
Ooh.
That's what she said to me. And I, like, instant cold. I'm like, holy shit. So she's like, basically, I can clear it. They will just keep on coming back. And there's multiple coming.
Yeah, like something's drawing.
Yeah. Into it. Like, it's like forcing all the negativeness around our house and our town. Like, everything bad is gonna, like, it's basically, like, drawn to the crib. And she's like, you need to rip that crib out of your house and burn it. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay. So I, like, call Jordan and I'm like, hey, look, like, we need to burn this crib. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, well, it's in my truck. I'm freaking taking it right now. So we took the mattress, this crib, all the sheets, all the everything. And I'm still thinking this is a great deal.
Yeah.
This crib was $50. Yeah. Like, what the heck? But yeah, and we took it to the dump, and obviously we couldn't burn it. It was like metal. Like, we can't burn it. But we took it to the dump, and she, after it was gone, I told her that it was gone, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna check in on the space and make sure that it's all balanced. So she goes in and checks it, and it's fine, and we've had no problem since.
Oh, that's so freaking creepy.
It
makes you, did you ever contact the people that sold it?
No, and I literally want to, because I'm just like, did you know about this? Yeah. And my counselor was like, something really bad happened in that crib. Like, really, really bad. So, like, I don't even know what would have happened, or if it was something, or if it was family member, or if it was just some, like, if she got it used, or if she had any problems. I have no idea, right?
Yeah, well,
I've been wanting to.
And if some, maybe she's someone that's like, she just was like, all of a sudden, like, oh, just didn't realize all this, you know, how she was feeling. Right. It wasn't as receptive to it, but she's just like, oh, something's off. And who knows how long this lady may have lived with this, right? And not even totally. Realizing, and then got rid of it, passed it on to you. And then she's like, oh man, I feel great now. I got all this energy back. You know, I'm not getting drained, not having any clue. Or on the flip side, she fucking knew. She bought this thing. She's like, this, I got to get rid of this goddamn crib.
Right. $50.
Yeah. 50 take bucks. It or leave it. Someone take it. Haunted crib.
Oh yeah.
That's absolutely terrifying.
Right. Like, I know. And I'm like, I literally was like, Jordan, fucking drop it off at this girl's door. Like, fuck. I was so mad. But I'm like, but what if she doesn't know? Like, and there's so many things. And it's like, how do you bring up this conversation? Because she is kind of like a friend of a friend. So it's like, I'm like, what the heck? Like, are you kidding me? Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a weird one to broach, but it's like, it's, it's when I heard, because I had heard through the grapevine that it, you guys had tracked it down to this crib you purchased was the issue. And once you got rid of it, everything was good. And it's like, you know, I've had other people call in and tell stories and share stories, experience of like antiquing and bring an antique home. And then they're like, no, I got to get rid of this. Whatever, something's wrong with this antique, whether it's, you know,
it was like a metal crib. Yeah. It was metal and things stick to metal, and it's just like this cute little crib, you know, who would have known? Like, it could have been anyone too, which is the sad part. And it was literally the funniest thing, and like, obviously for a freaking reason, it was on Marcus Place for months.
Weird. Yeah, it's you know.
Yeah,
it's strange how that kind of stuff happens, and then the timing just kind of works out that way, right?
Literally, I know, and it was shitty. Like, honestly, it was the shittiest week that I have ever had. Like, overall, just like it affected our whole life, like our dogs, my mood, my schoolwork. I couldn't focus. Obviously, it was disrupting our sleep. Like, and that makes everything totally off balance. So, and it's like, I couldn't even feel like, I felt like I was just being watched 24/7. Like, I really had no idea what to do. Like, I was so freaked out, like literally to the point, like you're jumping on your bed because I don't want someone to grab my feet. And then like, we have stairs and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm running up the stairs and I'm like freaking out. Like, this sketch from myself out.
I grew up, my parents, like my parents' house was haunted. Talk about it all the time. It, like, ghost footprints or ghost steps. You know, you'd hear people coming down the stairs. You'd look, no one's coming down the stairs. Like, creepy stuff all the time. So like, I lived my whole growing up life where it was like light switch to light switch.
Yeah.
If one's going off, one's going on, and it's a full sprint.
Yeah.
And every time, that's how I grew up. So I relate to that greatly. But I won't keep you anymore. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story. It's terrifying, and I'm glad you guys kind of made it out the other side of that ordeal and got it sorted out relatively quickly.
No, literally. I can't believe how, like, it felt like forever. It felt like a long week, but honestly, the people that were there, and in a timely matter, like, we really got lucky, honestly. So, no, it was great.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for calling in. And if you ever have another, if you ever pick up a paranormal antique, maybe give me a call before you get rid of it. I would love to come and
totally. I'll drop it off at your house.
Yeah, you drop it off out front here, and I'll do some scans and take get perfect. Rid of it afterwards. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Absolutely terrifying story, especially now that I'm a parent as well. I mean, you look into those baby monitors, and you know, you always hope you don't see something like that. I would like to thank Paige for calling in and telling her story. That was awesome. Now, if you want to see the video, if you want to give your two cents or see it or pair it up, you can check on our Instagram. It'll be posted there. And check on our YouTube. You can watch this episode live on YouTube. We live stream all the episodes every Thursday. And this was the final episode of the last
the last week's live episode. The video clip's right at the end if you're interested. But that's it for Causative Channels. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. And the Cosmic Channels are now closed.